Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome to Latest United We Stand podcast. It's end of season, but we thought we'd get together at some point and have a review of things that we're on. And so we put some questions out on the United We Stand message board and also on social media. We've got about four football-related questions here for you lads and about 30 others that are going to end us in prison. But never mind, we'll see how we get on. Around the table, got Anshaw, Anthony Bloom, Aaron Buckley, John Aston, Stu Edwards and myself, Steve Armstrong. How's it been, lads?
Good summer so far. Enjoying a bit of cricket today in the garden, watching it.
What did it end up?
2-7, 6-6 last I seen, I think.
Could have been worse. I'm going to ask you the first question, Ant, because it's actually specifically one for you. So,
oh, really?
So yeah, it was actually. It's from a Mr. A. Mitten. And it's he's asked, have you ever locked a friend out of a hotel room and force them to spend the night with a complete stranger who's got 15 cats?
Well, I was in serious shit, really, so it's not a laughing matter. I came after the cup final. My phone went, because phone batteries are shit these days. You should really think about improving them. So then decided to go to Camden with a United We Stand lad called Loz. We ended up in a nightclub whilst Andy's trying to ring me. I've locked him out of the flat and he's there at 2 o'clock, and I stumble back at 4:45 and tell him that I weren't even pissed, just sorry, he should have took his key out.
Is he forgiving you?
Yeah, he's been really good about it, actually. I mean,
you're feeling guilty, aren't you?
If Bloomy did it to me, they'd be fucking trouble, I tell you.
I had a word with him the week after and he says it'll happen once.
That's a bit of it. Right, let's get them out of the way. Goal of the season.
Oh god, not really thought about this. I really enjoyed Martial's against Stoke. Really nice team move and great finish as well.
Rashford at West Ham, I went to the cup.
I'd probably agree with Vant, actually, that Martial goal against Stoke, yeah.
In terms of winning as a trophy, I've got to say Lingard's at Wembley. I'm not as mental all season for a goal as I did for that.
Apart from the Stoke one, because it was a well-worked goal, I'd say the one against Liverpool, Martial. Yeah.
If it hadn't been for that Lingard goal in the final, I probably would have given it to Fellaini for Bournemouth. Next one was best United performance of the season.
I reckon... I enjoyed the West Ham away in the FA Cup. Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, the same. I can't think of any more. So.
I'm a bit stumped here. I'm going to say Anfield away, 1-0.
Probably Everton away early in the season.
Derby away. Otherwise, maybe Arsenal at home. But that was a bit of a bizarre game. It could end up about 6-4, couldn't it?
Yeah. I'm in the Everton away camp. I thought that was that point was the one I thought we're actually potentially going to actually do something this season. How wrong we were.
Won the FA Cup, we spoiled
them. Right, best goon of the season. So
the coach to Derby.
Semi-final, Martial against Everton.
I really enjoyed winning the FA Cup, mate. I'm just going to keep saying that.
Well, as you know, Steve, because you stood with me, we was on the front row of the top tier, and I honestly thought I was going to go over it at one point after Lingard's goal. I think you saved my life, Steve. So yeah, I think that would be mine.
Only with Aaron, I think. Yeah, Wembley. just so it erased most of the memory of the previous 38 games?
The one for me was Wembley was brilliant, the Martial Wembley one. I'd have probably said Rooney at Anfield because that was quite late in the game, but that final, because we'd gone from, we all went down there really confident, didn't we, thinking we were going to win it, and then it looked like we were going to lose it. So yeah, I'd probably go with a cup final one as well. Who's your shittest player of the season?
Morgan Schneiderlin.
Come back to me, let me think.
Trying to narrow it down from the 13 that you've got.
I was disappointed with Damien, mate. I thought Damien was shit.
Is that because he looked all right for two games?
Well, yeah, everyone was going on, he was a new Gary Neville, wasn't he, after about 45 minutes against Tottenham. But no, I just thought he's basically a fullback who can't attack or defend. So it's a bit of a recipe of disaster. That,
after we play Spurs, I said Davey May once played well for 45 minutes against Spurs at right back. So let's not get carried away. You should always let players give him 10 games before you start making stupid judgments.
Marcos Rojo for me. Definitely.
Just the one that's not been said. Probably more the manager's fault than his own, but Memphis Depay's disappointed, hasn't he? In the 3 minutes he's played since January.
He disappointed me when he went out in that leather coat with a picture of his fucking bird on the back of it. Really disappointed me.
Yeah, got to go with that. Definitely disappointing, especially because he's got the number 7 on his back. So it was a massive disappointment. Who knows what's going to happen next season, but apart from him, go on.
After how Michael Owen and Antonio Valencia have performed in it.
Well, yeah, good point. Apart from that, I'm going to go with Romero.
Yeah, I forgot he was there. Actually,
Swansea.
He's my answer to another question later on.
We would have finished above City if it weren't for him. Twat.
Yeah. That Swansea game.
I expected more from Luke Shaw, to be honest. I grew completely and utterly tired of Rojo towards the end of the season.
I think everyone did.
Yeah,
he was tattooed legs. Yeah.
Right, biggest bell ends in terms of away support at Old Trafford last season.
Sheffield United for selling, I reckon. Even though I didn't sell, I just heard stories whilst I stood undercover.
Sheffield United again. We were right next to him, so yeah, I could see right from there. So.
You stole my thunder, but very, very close second, Everton stroke Liverpool.
What's that?
In the cup games. So you're Liverpool in the Europa and Everton in... sorry, not Everton, West Ham, sorry. It's West Ham in the cup game.
In the quarter final.
Leicester City. No, move on.
Yeah, you just nicked that one off my tongue. Yeah.
You go over the fact that they got a free donut at a game, won't you?
Oh, it just sums them up, doesn't it, when they're putting bids in for Troy Deeney. Dearie me.
I totally agree on the Sheffield United front, but you kind of expected it because of who they are and the lower league coming to a bigger ground and all that. You kind of thought that West Ham might have had a bit more about them, and I thought they brought some of the biggest bell ends I've seen at Old Trafford. Absolute. I mean, you said it on the podcast at the game, didn't you?
It was just quintessential as well. Yeah. It's like exactly how you'd have a stereotype of it. If they were Liverpool fans, they'd have come in curly wigs telling everyone to calm down.
Stu, I'll come to you for this one. As Van Gaal stated, is pulling hair acceptable during sex?
Is this male on male or male on female?
Sex.
Yes, on both fronts.
Are you interested?
Maybe he wants to know whether he should grow it or not.
I've not really thought about it, but I'll give that some serious thought actually when I get in.
Can I let you know tomorrow?
I'm going to say it's acceptable for the woman to pull hair, but not the man. So, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You need to try it.
Oh, well, as you know, I've got a problem with that, so...
Never
had sex. Yeah. No lying to that.
You always pull your beard, Blue.
Next question.
Oh, dear.
Bloomy, while you're in the chair, question that I think is perhaps aimed at yourself. Would you take your cat on the bus, and would you let it off the lead?
Oh, I forgot who's asked this question again.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone.
It was at Nikolai 9 off the United West Ham message.
Well, I never met the man, so he's got no right to ask this question. So.
Chris Smalling did as well.
And half the United support.
Yeah. Back garden's acceptable. So.
Sorry?
Ask the missus.
We've not had an explanation for this yet. We've not actually had an explanation. Go on.
Alright, basically, well known man called Sam Bowers came to my house one day when he was selling the mag, and we were waiting for Stu to pick us up, and took him on tour of the house, and he went through into the conservatory, and my missus was sat on one of the chairs with a massive, what can only be described as an extendable lead, with a fucking cat on the end of it. So I did warn her before he came. I did say, get it off, service it out, get it off
then,
now.
Then as he was leaving, she grabbed his paw, she grabbed its paw and went, say bye bye to daddy.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only bit that's true. I never walked it. So.
Oh dear.
Right, Phil Dunn wants to know, you're in a room with Adolf Hitler and Memphis Depay and you've got one bullet, and he wants to know, where would you shoot Depay?
I quite like Memphis Depay, me.
Right. Wrong with
who said they didn't like him before? Who said they were disappointed? Where would you shoot him?
Just in his head.
Guilty of poor management in his right knee.
Yeah, just in his head and just get rid of him straight away.
I don't know where I'd shoot him. It'd be more accurate than one of his fucking free kicks and all that.
If he's wearing that shit jacket in the back of that, so.
I like that.
Should we do a serious football one?
No.
No, alright. No, I will, because I promised him I'd ask it. It's actually come from a Liverpool fan of all players. Should United be worried about Liverpool and Chelsea not having Europe next season as a distraction?
Well, we haven't got Europe either. Well, no. We're not going to be taking it seriously, are we?
I think Mourinho will.
Yes, well, last time we weren't in Europe, I think we just about scraped fourth, didn't we? So, no.
Yes, because I think they're going to do quite well, Liverpool. I think it'll buy quite well, so more rest, which you'd like. Well, you know, normally means, you know, you're not going to get as many injuries and probably pick up more points in the league. So I think they'll finish higher than what we did this season.
I genuinely don't know. I thought Mourinho, I think, did a lot to get what he did out of that Chelsea squad to win the league with it. Klopp, I think it's how long Liverpool can keep running off this emotion stuff with Klopp, you know, because I genuinely don't think they've got that many good footballers. They just play well on basically how Klopp motivates them, which doesn't last forever. But I don't think there's going to be a lot between five or six teams next year. So
I'd say Chelsea got the bigger job in terms of getting people in and getting rid of some as well, but I still think they'll finish above Liverpool. To be honest, I think he'll buy okay, but I don't think they've got the clout.
I think it can have an adverse effect, me, though, because when we like used to play matches and then have to wait another 10 games for a match, and I just had 10 days for a match, and I don't think that it does you any good.
I'll always reserve my judgment, me, until the end of the transfer window, see who the respective teams have got, and then check it from there. But yeah, I think, you know, you've run into a vein of form, don't you, towards the end of the season when you've got matches in quick succession. So I don't know, I think it's a nothing question, to be honest.
I just think in terms of Liverpool, money wise, they haven't got the money or the wages or, you know, factor to get the actual extra player in that they need, really. Chelsea have. So
everyone's jumped on this no Europe thing because of that season Liverpool had. But they had Luis Suarez that season as well, and you know, a world class player like that can make a massive difference, and I don't think they've got that. So I don't know, like you just said, it depends on the transfer window.
To be fair, Leicester weren't in Europe last season, were they? And they looked fresh as you want in March, April, didn't they? And it, obviously they had no major injuries, so if, you know, that's a big factor. If you have five or six key injuries, especially after Christmas, that's going to make a difference on where you finish in the league.
Speaking of rivals that we don't like very much, do you want Leeds back in the Premiership?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I think I do, yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Yep. Yeah,
pretty unanimous, that one. Thanks, Pug. Right, of the current squad, who would you most want on the bus for a long haul away trip?
I could tell you. Yeah.
Schneidley.
Probably Schneidling, because it means he won't be on the pitch. So I'll stick with that one, yeah.
I honestly don't know. It was, there's all seem soft arses, really, to be honest. I don't think they'd handle that.
Have we got any Colombians?
Oh, Robo, even though I hate the cunt. So, yeah, so.
For the quality of these videos, I won't mind Jesse Lingard.
Fellaini, so I could pull his hair.
Yeah. I think Fellaini would be good fun on the bus, actually. I reckon before Nutsford he'd have fucking punched somebody. Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah.
What's the face, that?
Yeah. One of John Ashton's just deliberately left the bag near a very attractive bar lady, so she could bring it over. Yeah. Question for me is Keith Chegwin my friend again? No, he's not. He still blocked me on Twitter. And ever decked an opposition fan while selling?
Not really, no.
We either have, we haven't.
Collared someone, basically, a Stoke fan. After, Chelsea won the league? They were all coming out and just got hold of one. But I'm not decked for somebody while selling, no.
No, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So.
No, I've stuck up for myself, but I've never decked anyone.
Yeah, they're usually on the toes, don't they, by the time they've said something. But yeah. Like I said, we're all far too professional for anything like that.
I've had one try and grab a mag off me and swung it in their direction, but yeah, I've never decked anyone.
Not yet.
Not yet. You can't, because you've got your mags there, haven't you? So you can't go running off.
Throw a box on.
I had someone do it for me. Drew threw a cup of tea in a Cambridge fan's face because he called me a fucking man can't. So he just threw a cup of tea, yeah. So that was quite amusing. Right, that's that one done. Another selling question is, someone wants to know why we don't wear name badges.
Enough weirdos talk to me already off the internet.
Yeah, it came from Ed66 off the board. It's because we don't want any of yous to find us, Ed. Right, ideal Europa League game, but you've got to go on the bus. So not a flight or a ferry job.
It's got to be somewhere Holland, hasn't it? I think
Kiev would be a good trip on the bus.
Imagine the state of that bog.
What Dutch teams are in it next year? More like Rotterdam would be good, or Eindhoven. Never been to it,
to be honest. Find out in a few
Arnhem.
Weeks.
Bitters Arnhem. Always wanted to go there.
We did a few trips in the sort of in. Did you ever do any of them, Stu?
I think we did Nantes.
Nantes, yeah.
He's done a few Nantes.
Yeah. Aberdeen would be great. Aberdeen are in it. Because we talked to a couple of Aberdeen people on Twitter, don't they? They seem like the cut from our cloth.
Haven't they got to get through about three qualifying rounds though against like the champions of Slovenia or something? Yeah. So they've got no chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they'd be in the Champions League.
Who will?
Aberdeen.
Yeah. No, Aberdeen.
Aberdeen's opponents. Slovenians.
All right, well. I don't know how it all works.
Someone called David Moist wants to know, and I reckon he was moist when he asked this, when was the last time you bought either United shorts or socks? So he's not interested in the top.
There was a myth a few years ago that Stu did a porno in one.
So, nobody knew about it. I called him Porno Stu and everybody was like started saying,
why do you call him that? Just, and he did a porno,
seriously, in a full United kit. And he believed me for years.
It was just the away socks.
Home shorts 2 years ago.
Which kit was it?
It's about 2008.
It's a good kit though.
I can actually tell you this. I wore him for bed last night. Me 2008 40 year anniversary blue away shorts. I think I got them free though because I worked for a company at the time. I don't think I bought them, but anyway, they're the last shorts I had.
I buy them for the gym, the shorts. So get a couple of years out of them.
Yeah. Better than them you've got on.
That question went better than I thought it was going to go, actually. Right, I'm going to ask another question. If you were going to do a porno in a United kit, which kit would it be?
Yellow and green.
Why are you going to swim first?
I'd do it in that horrible grey one. It just looked like a tiny cock and balls floating about.
It's got to be the trouble winning one, isn't it?
Baby made that.
Stood behind you. Yeah.
stood.
Yeah. The grey one.
The one that Sharp scored an hat-trick in at Highbury. Yeah, I've actually got that at home.
Oh, the acid house one, yeah.
I saw you when I get home.
Porno Annan.
Imagine getting nailed with the word Sharp Electronics staring down at you.
Sharp,
you
know. That's where they were looking.
Or
a goalie top.
Good lord. Right, worst away ground.
Ever or?
No, last season or recently, whenever.
Last season. Oh. What, just in general or atmosphere or just.
Question was, what's the worst away ground you've been to?
Oh, fucking hell.
Do last season and then ever.
Can't think.
Don't like the grounds like Middlesbrough or Pride Park. I think those sites, they're all the same, aren't they?
What, a modern McCann.
Yeah.
Like Leicester, I'd say. Sure. Leicester, yeah.
I thought Shrewsbury would shit me. Because it's like Shrewsbury, you're thinking a new ground and that kind of place, but it was just like a little generic.
Is it Shrewsbury that I've got exactly the same ground as Chesterfield?
It's like one of those McCann ups, but a smaller version.
I'm surprised Bloomy didn't say Southampton, but. There you go.
Oh, that'll be ever that, so. No, Portsmouth ever. So.
Oh, that was a wreck of a place, wasn't it? Yeah, I agree. The Shrewsbury, if you remember, was where the couple of lads got in with the ticket stub from West Brom from Ferguson's last away game. That's how shit getting in that place was. I hate Salah. I like the trip to Palace, but I hate the fucking ground. It's an absolute health hazard, that
bad
one.
View as well in Palace.
I'm not tall enough to see one half of that game whenever we're there. Well,
last season you were fucking lucky not to be tall enough to see that second half. Right, if you could throw one half-time refreshment, so it had to have been bought inside the ground, at Louis van Gaal, which one would it have been?
Bovril.
No.
Bovril, definitely.
Hot
Bovril, yeah.
Or them chilli steak pies, yeah. Get him in the eye.
His face would have absolutely. If you hit him in the face with one of them pies, his face would have actually fell off. So yeah, I'd have gone for the hot pie.
Bag of minstrels.
Good shout, minstrel.
Bottle of warm singer.
The problem is you've all thrown. I mean, he was in the right. That, you've got one aim and one shot. Skittles for me. Skittles. Fucking hundreds of them. I like throwing gravel. We have done the current squad one on the bus one, yeah. Someone called Megatron asked that question. I'm sure that's not his real name.
I'm sure that as well.
Best pub you've been to on an away trip?
The Fernhurst in Blackburn is always.
I really like the Wellington in Birmingham for Birmingham Aways. You know, it's a real ale pub in the city centre, and me and the other super firm members go there before each Birmingham away game.
I'd say that, but that one we've been to a couple of times on the way to Wembley as well last few weeks. That's a nice pub.
Looked after.
Nice pub, yeah, really nice pub that.
But yeah, just to repeat myself, the Fernhurst always had a big tent up, and it was about, well, you could piss from there to the ground, couldn't you? It was that close.
Well, loads of people did, which is why we always kept getting banned from it.
What was that? What's that one at West Brom? Is it the Myvod we go to? That was quite a good.
Yeah, that's in Wednesbury. The famous one at West Brom is called the Vine, which does all the kebabs and all that outside barbecue, which is pretty good. But he gets rammed in there.
Probably Aaron, if you Blackburn, and probably obviously it's dead close and all. You know, get the train or whatever. But it used to be fucking about 7,000 allocation, about 2,000 used to be in there, didn't they?
There used to be some dickheads in the Fernhurst. They stopped it, didn't they?
They closed it, I think, to away fans. Yeah, last couple of games, it got a bit daft, didn't it? Yeah.
But that whole trip from Darwin down to Blackburn, no matter which pub you went in, it was hundreds of dickheads.
There was an hotel there. Years ago, we opened a tab on this guy's room number and then ran off.
I remember
just before kickoff. Yeah, it was a good day that.
We did that in Rome and got in the guy. Taxi outside to the ground. Murder. Tell your Blackburn away story. We got the train to Darwin once, and did all the boozes in Darwin, which was good. And then going up to the ground, we were going to walk up, but it pissed it down. So we tried getting a cab, couldn't get one anyway. Eventually, we managed to pay this guy to take four complete, five of us, but one had to go in the boot. Anyway, when we got to ground, we forgot about the one in the boot, and he fucking drove off with him in it.
I got a taxi to Blackburn away once. We missed the train by 2 minutes, so I had to get a taxi from Piccadilly train station to Blackburn. It was about 60 quid, and we got beat 1-0.
It's a sign.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was not ideal.
That was the game.
Was that with Mark Hughes as the manager as well? Yeah. And he meant fucking never shut up about it. Yeah. Thoughts on the £30 a ticket freeze for away fans?
I was made up with it until you fucking miserable about it in the mag. So yeah. I think you made a valid point though, where, you know, away, you're going to get lower allocations now, aren't you? Because Premier League clubs can sell more tickets to their own fans at a higher price than to away fans at 30 quid. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
I think you've got to give 10% or 3,000, whichever's the lowest.
With a rule like that, like the amount of away fans you have to, you know, the amount of tickets you have to give.
You've got to give them either 10%, I think, or 3,000, whichever's the lowest.
Unless you're City.
It's only going to be made harder, I think, in my view. Yeah, definitely.
15,000 at some grounds, so how can that be the case?
That's the minimum. No, you've got to give them.
Sorry, 1,500 at some grounds.
Even the 3,000 ones, it's still going to be harder in my view.
It's due to someone's dropped a crisp packet at Sunderland or something at the top. Yeah.
I was made up about it until you told me that. So,
sauce, mate. Aaron,
thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's all right for those that get the tickets, isn't it? But, you know, I'll just echo what everyone else has said there.
Higher profit margins for the touts, that's probably all it really means.
That's it, innit? Yeah.
The bigger issue, this is the part I said in the mag, it's availability and allocation. And, you know, they're going to go for ridiculous. The reality is, though, clubs don't want away fans anywhere near the ground anymore, and that's the saddest part of it. And as we all know, I know we moan about it when selling the mag, but.
Is it really going to increase the amount of United fans who apply for away games? On average, is it 7,000 or 8,000 who apply for most away games? Is that going to go up greatly? Probably not. Maybe by 500.
We'll start getting a bit better, it might do, yeah. I'd imagine people just chucking in allocations today.
You find a way, don't you, no matter what, so I don't think things are going to change too much.
Yeah. At what point during the season did you suddenly start to think that you would rather be stood outside selling fanzines in the rain than actually watching it?
July.
I mean, I properly saw my ass like at about
December. Norwich, right?
Yeah, Norwich. Yeah. Like fucking hell. But no, in fact, it was before that, because I remember having a corner after 45 minutes against the team.
Yeah, I remember.
And like
I taped it.
No, seriously. I remember having a corner in on like the 45th minute, and there was 1 minute of added time. So we decided to pass it back to the halfway line. And I just thought, fucking hell, what's the point in that? I just could not believe it. It was like, get it in the fucking box.
It would happen on the games, wouldn't it, where we didn't score in the first half. And you turn up, and it was like Groundhog Day. You turn up every week, and you think, oh, it'd be better today. I like the look of the team. And it was just exactly the same week in, week out.
Do you know, I think it was West Brom at home. And I think we ended up winning. I can't remember.
2-0, what. 2-0.
Yeah, but it was. Yeah. I think Lingard scored in the second half, but the first half.
First half at that game.
I think they had a few chances.
There should have been an option there. We didn't deserve to win 2-0. It was around that time, December, wasn't it?
Yeah,
definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
I think. Do you remember that? It was. We talked about it 3 or 4 podcasts on the trot about that run of 8 games. That we're all really winnable. I think you even said
we'd be top of the league.
We'd be top of the league in January.
Yeah, 8 games, we've got 25 points.
It's fucking realistic, I tell you.
Totally realistic.
Yeah.
Did we get about 14 points?
That's always the problem, isn't it? It was the lower teams that we were shite against all the time. Just didn't. We played 2 holding midfielders against them all. And just they couldn't believe the luck.
Looking back now, thank fuck
for the FA Cup beginning of January, because that kept everyone going, didn't it? You know, at the time, that's when it was really shit in the league. You know, most cup games, January and February. You know, it was like, once you win 1, 2, 3, you know, before you know it, you're in the quarterfinals, and you think, okay, go to Wembley here. I know, you know, the big teams were dropping 1-1, weren't they? And then you draw at home to West Ham, and you think, oh, shit, got to go down there.
Well, we thought we boxed it then, because none of us went to West. Actually, somebody said on the pod, I think it might have been you.
I don't think I fancied it.
Was it me and you didn't, these three?
Yeah. West Ham away, weren't we?
Yeah.
West Ham at home, we were away, weren't we?
Was that the which game was that?
Hayek,
cricket, equalised.
Yeah, you were in Dortmund laughing at that bloke who died.
Two of them.
Where's your favourite atmosphere?
Yeah.
Scars down your wrist.
On a similar theme, worst moment of the season. Like, you're absolute shaking your head in disbelief.
Southampton game for me at home. That was probably the worst game I've seen the whole season. I really did think he was going to go after that, because he preached about New Year. We're gonna get back on track. And I think it was Swansea a couple of weeks before. Went, oh, we're unbeaten this season. And then straight away that just killed it, that game. And that was the worst performance for me. That
three for me. I know you said worst moment of the season, but they've all got a common theme. It's the home game against PSV where we didn't even attack them. The home game against Sheffield United where we'd scraped a last minute winner, and the home game against Southampton, as Bloomy said. I mean, I can accept losing away games, but those are games where we just didn't even try and attack teams. It was just pathetic.
In terms of the worst, in terms of the lowest I think I felt this season was probably when Coutinho equalised at half time against the Europa League, because the ground genuinely was bouncing on it the first half, and we looked like we were right back in it. If you just got to half time at 1-0, the second half would have been brilliant, but as soon as that goal went in and seeing Liverpool fans bouncing about, I think that was proper head in hands moment.
I think the two for me, although you only asked for one, is where I think
I've got three.
The writing was on the wall, I think, on two occasions. We needed to progress in the Champions League, and I think we needed to qualify for the Champions League. And I thought PSV at home, have you said that?
Yeah.
PSV for the same reasons. And then it looked like we might get in there, not because we were better than the team that finished above us, but because they were slipping up. I felt when we were 2-1 up away at West Ham, I think Mourinho side had seen that out 2-1, and instead we end up getting beat 3-2.
I've just remembered one actually, when he took one matter off and brought Nick Powell on. That was pretty grim.
Yeah, that's one of mine actually. I've come back to that one.
Well, done you?
Yeah, you did Southampton, didn't you? Yeah. No, the thing is, I had to travel about 1,400 miles to watch that live. Yeah, I was there the day when Mata got took off. I don't think it paints matter in a great light, if I'm being perfectly honest about it. But that was
a special occasion, that as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got knocked out.
Not for Steve.
Was it?
Yeah, the Wolfsburg away game.
Oh,
yeah.
Wedding anniversary,
isn't it? Oh, yeah. Cheers, lad. Forgot it twice. Yeah. I managed to forget my anniversary 6 months after it. Yeah.
Because everyone's had two or three.
No, I text her.
Because everyone's had two or three, I'm going to flip it and do the best moment of the season.
Well, I'm going to ask that.
Oh, it's the bomb scare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was surreal. Matt are coming on. I think Stu Parris nailed it on the podcast, didn't he, when he said. When we needed to score four against Liverpool, and he brought Damian on.
Yeah.
So those two, they absolutely did it. They did
just
it
to interrupt.
Me.
How many times this season has you thought that we need to change a game here, and he swapped one of our back four?
Obsessed with fullbacks, wasn't he? Yeah.
In about three games, I think he substituted both fullbacks
twice.
Yeah. My absolute worst point though wasn't on the pitch. It was sitting there watching the Europa League draw. Right, and it came out. We got Liverpool. Big fight going on in the pub.
Office,
yeah, we need a new office. Yeah,
going on.
Yeah, this is domestic. Anyway, back at whatever I was saying.
Because you're getting Moscow.
When the Liverpool ball came out and we got drawn against them, because I knew that was going to be the last. I'd had my last European away trip, and that really, because I knew we weren't going to win. And I was absolutely looking forward to being in Europa League, some shit old blowout, because Midtjylland was top. So yeah, that was it. Definitely it for me. Best opponent player.
Can you come back to me?
Yeah, the same. I'm trying to think.
To come back to everyone.
Dubs, you like your 40.
I thought Coutinho was good for Liverpool against us in Europa League. That's probably the best I've seen anyone play against us.
Just while it's fresh in the mind, I thought Draxler had a good game for Wolfsburg when they knocked us out. He won the show for them that night.
I'm struggling.
Everyone's fucking shit.
I think, I'm really struggling, even in games where we've got like mullered. I can't think of anyone who's stood out, really.
I'd say that Southampton game at Old Mane had a decent game against. He ran the bat. Yeah. Like, you ran a ragged at the back, but that's the only one I can really remember.
I can't even say his name. What's the Spurs centre half called?
Oh, Alderweireld.
Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah.
Give the mic to Aaron, he knows how to say it.
Alderweireld.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player.
Sounds like something you'd clean a bog with. Yeah, I thought Coutinho was head and shoulders the best player on that on the pitch. One last question. If you could bring back one telly show, it's nothing to do with football, is what would you bring back?
Oh, Christ. Come back to me again.
One answer in.
Beelzebub.
Gladiators for me.
Yeah, I was going to say gladiators. Yeah. I'd have wasted a lot more of my youth in my bedroom. I would have been at adolescent age when that went on TV.
You like the wolf, did you?
With his four man done.
Yeah. You could just see you there. Stood behind Wolf pulling on his hair.
I used to like those late night Hollyoaks shows when I was about 16. They were alright.
The ones that deaf people are allowed to do.
I'll tell you what.
Why are deaf people only allowed to watch TV at 3 a.m?
Euro trash. Now that was a programme, wasn't it?
Back on next week, yeah.
There's a whole tournament. There's a whole tournament of it.
Rent a Ghost.
Oh. Legendary. I used to have a nickname that was Rent-A-Ghost related.
There's a bloke I work with who looks exactly like him.
Like who?
Rent-A-Ghost, Mr. Popper.
Timothy Claypole. Yeah, I was nicknamed Claypole years ago and I never used to pay to get in anywhere. You know, you just do that and then appear in there. Yeah, that was it.
Who was that from?
Can't remember. I didn't write.
The head of BBC.
Didn't write his name down. Last question is: who do you want away first next season?
Before you answer, who it's going to be, don't we?
No, hang on a minute. Before you answer that, wasn't there some leak yesterday?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
We had Sunderland about seven times on it.
Because when it said Hull, we're at home to Hull Boxing Day, which seems to be every time we're in the Premier League, we play Hull on Boxing Day.
It's either them or Stoke, isn't it?
I'm not convinced.
That fake one you're saying though was Burnley away.
It was Burnley away.
I'd say Burnley just to get it out of the way.
So. We got beat by.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Burnley. Warm up. Yeah.
Shit, Burnley though. We was back in town for 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Burnley last time.
Yeah. I'd like Chelsea, mate.
I'm with you on that one. I think Mourinho's going to want a game that's going to get his game absolutely flying. So that'd be. Can you imagine how much fury that will be knocking around at that one?
First game of the season, it's written, isn't it? Mourinho's first game at Chelsea was at home to United, wasn't it? They fiddle those fixtures.
They very rarely get them massive clashes early doors. But you're right, there was once when we went to Chelsea.
Arsenal and Liverpool have played each other on a Monday night.
Mourinho's first ever game as Chelsea manager was against.
Good Johnson 1-0, wasn't it?
Drogba made his debut, didn't he? At the bar.
Tell you what I think we need though with the fixtures, and I'm sure they don't take this into account, what they should is you get these blocks of. I mean, I was saying to you before, weren't we? Because Dubs asked me, first thing he asked me was, are you missing the trips yet? And I said I wasn't, because that Norwich, and then the semi final Norwich, and then the final all in what, about 3 weeks?
West Ham as well,
fucking West Ham, yeah. Absolutely killed me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, to be honest, just to wrap that trip, that final, the two trips for me that stand out last year, Watford, when we got back and Crawler won the title, and then obviously Norwich when he defended it, which was near enough. What time did we now turn it in?
It was about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you go on a doing away day, don't you? A last minute winner.
One question that came in from EBH actually off the board was why did you bail out of Norwich in the last minute?
Because I just couldn't handle another 24-hour bender. So obviously we was going to the boxing at night, and my funds were a bit low. Plus my liver wasn't functioning quite as it should. So he keeps going on about this relentlessly with me, but I can't even say I'll be back there next year, can we? Because we're not there. But no, that was the reason why. Anyway, I think I was trying to be sensible. That was the reason.
Bad enough. Right, lads.
And he doesn't like the Elias Smith. That's
fine. No, he does. Was that you're all right for a scram, but nothing else?
Wouldn't pull a hair, no.
Definitely not. God. Yeah. Anyway.
Get a scarf.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for that, lads. We'll be back. We've got another podcast coming up in a week's time, which we'll do. We'll have a chat about the manager and the changes at Old Trafford and what we can look forward to next season. But until then, cheers.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.